Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to talk some Knicks, 888-808-1019 as they lose last night. This was the most frustrating game of the series. There's no doubt because they got completely blown out in game three. They actually played a pretty good first quarter. They were okay in the second quarter, then were miserable in the third and fourth quarters. And you had guys in foul trouble. Karl Anthony Towns was a mess. Jalen Brunson fouls out with 7 minutes to go. They put the Celtics on the line in the bonus with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. OG Anunoby played the worst game he's probably played as a New York Knick. I mean, it was bad. It was really, really bad. But the Boston Celtics are who they are, and they did exactly what I would hope my team would do in a similar situation where they're a defending champion, they're at home in an elimination game without their best player, and they said it's not going to happen tonight. No way, no how, and they got that victory. Doesn't mean I don't think that the Knicks are going to win this series. Friday night's going to be intense, and let's look at it this way. Glass half full. They'll be celebrating on 7th Avenue Friday night after knocking the Celtics out. That's the way you got to look at it.
You know, it's not just losing their best player. Also, one of their other most important players, Kristaps Porzingis, has been, you know, basically not really impactful at all. If anything, it's been more of a negative impact than a positive impact. So now, all of a sudden, you know, Hauser's back. Cornette played his best game as a Celtic, I would imagine, last night. He was all over the place. I don't remember him being a Knick. And then you reminded me he was a Knick when he came out of Vanderbilt. He was an undrafted free agent, played 2 years here, and then went on and played a couple other places, and then finally settled in Boston the last 4 or 5 years. And at 7'1", he was a monster last night.
He was. I mean, that's got to be the best game he ever played in his life. All the blocks. He was all over the place. And you saw the intensity, and the Knicks have had two opportunities where the Celtics have been desperate to win, and the Celtics looked desperate, and the Knicks didn't. So now, the Knicks looked desperate in game four, but they did not look desperate in three and five. So maybe we'll see that desperation for them in game six, because they're going to need it. If you end up going back to Boston, they've got all the momentum, and they beat you two in a row without Tatum, that is a situation no Knicks fan wants to be in. No Knicks player wants to be in. Tibbs doesn't want to be in. Leon Rose doesn't want to be. You don't want to be in that situation.
You know, you look at these three-point attempts and shots made last night. Bridges, 1 for 3. OG, 1 for 5. Karl Anthony Towns, 1 for 3. Jalen Brunson, 1 for 4. When you're playing against the Celtics, who even without Jason Tatum are still a very good three-point shooting team, as you always say, make or miss league. And when the Celtics are on, they're about as good as anybody in the league. And they could really frustrate you.
Yeah. I mean, and Derek White is that guy. And I got some reaction last night on X when people are saying that stupid Derek White face again after he makes a three-pointer. He goes, ever since, you know, you pointed that out, I'm just seeing it over and over again. And it is. It's frustrating. He hits those threes, and then they put the camera right on his face. And he's just like, I told you. And he's good. He's great. I mean, then they've got a lot of great players. And you saw Jaylen Brown step up in a huge way the effort that he had in keeping that ball in bounds in front of the Celtics bench. You saw the intensity with Joe Mazzulla. He had a couple of winning challenges on fouls. He was fired up with the officials. I mean, this was straight Celtics, man. This was 100% a championship team fighting back.
And you can tell by the body language from Jalen Brunson and a number of these highlights that we've been showing this morning, just how frustrated and just how disappointed he was, not only in his own performance, but I think just their defensive performance and how they are allowing this separation to take place, you know, around the three-point line. I mean, it's ridiculous how many times they have open threes in games that they've won. Now, those first two games, they had just as many open threes as they had last night. But they missed those open threes.
Yeah.
And that's what we were talking about after each and every game. You know, the Knicks need a little bit of luck, and then they need their best players to show up and play their best game. So last night it was the opposite of game one and two, especially in the second half.
Yeah. I mean, when I know I'm fully activated watching these games is like these involuntary things I'll do for good and bad. I usually watch games in total silence. Like, that's good, bad, indifferent. I'm just watching it in silence. I'm celebrating on the inside. I'm just, like, there's so much noise in my house all day long that, like, I try not to contribute to it.
Yes.
It's just, like, noise pollution in my home. It's dogs barking. It's children yelling. It's Gina singing songs at the top of her lungs. It's just noise all the time. So I try not to contribute to that. But when I'm fully activated with sports, you know, I'm either one of those, good one, you know, a little fist pump. Or they're like, oh, come on, son of a bitch. You know, like yelling stuff like that. And
yes.
And Gina's in the other room watching whatever housewife she is. And she knows that things are either going well or not going well. And last night was just so frustrating. It was just one of the most frustrating games I had seen in a long time. Let's go to Hassan in Florida. What's up, Hassan? Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Can't complain. Appreciate you guys giving me some time. So what I really want to say is I feel like that people thinking that the Knicks are going to win in six. Four out of five of these games, we've been up by 20. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that we actually took it to the, in the third quarter, we didn't just basically let them relax. We actually took it to their face. We shot a whole bunch of, we drove in instead of shooting threes. And I feel like if we continue and stay doing that, we actually have a chance to take this actually in seven, because we haven't done that the whole time. We've had leads. We've had times where we should have actually own the games, and we've let them back in. They didn't really take it from us. We let them back in. So now we have an opportunity to really come at them, get them in foul trouble, and I think we can do it.
Yeah, Hassan, clearly a Celtics fan, and sure, that's what you should believe. Now, that is a good point. I mean, I think that they still need to shoot a lot of threes in order to win these games. That's who they are. And if Pritchard and Derek White are hitting those threes, they're going to take them. But it was really the fouls. I mean, it was being in the bonus with 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, right? Or the second quarter, third quarter, that you saw them go to the basket. And that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to get the fouls. They were trying to get to the line. And without Jason Tatum there, I mean, Tatum missed a lot of three-pointers in games one and two.
And that's the point. So Jason, as great a player as he is, and we saw the best of him before he blew out his Achilles in game four, if he is off and he's hoisting up these threes where it makes no sense, like how he's doing, like I would be frustrated as a fan. I hate watching guys just hoisting up threes like with 13 seconds to go on the shot clock. And there were a couple times in those games where they had no regard for the amount of time on the clock, where they were in the game, and were just throwing up threes, and they were missing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that allowed the Knicks to get back into the game. They made it way too easy for the Knicks. And that's the thing. Like last night, it was a combination of them making threes, but also forcing the Knicks to play defense in the paint. And I look, it's... The Knicks are going to have to come out on Friday night, and they're going to have to, they themselves are going to have to be making their shots. I mean, they can't have another game less like they did last night, or they're going to lose in seven.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.